Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
We are rolling. Hey, hey, remember us? It's Matt, Man, and Nine, the Rise Guys, and this is After Hours.
Yes, it is. After Hours with the Rise Guys, and this is a very special After Hours because it's near and dear to both our hearts.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, a lot of people in the world will call it, oh, WrestleMania is this weekend. We call it Mania Week.
Yes, we do. We call it Mania Week, and it's really like Mania Month because it starts at the end of January and goes all the way through the 1st of April.
Yeah, we get on that road right after the Royal Rumble.
Yep. As soon as we're done rumbling, it's on the road. And it's a long road, man. But it was somehow it took nearly 3 months to go from Tampa to Philadelphia. That's bad time.
It's a long ride. Yeah. It's like David Allen Coe was talking about.
That's a long, hard ride.
Yeah, that's right.
If you're big star bound, that is.
Yeah. Now, you know, I hope some of you aren't hearing that and say, well, I hate wrestling. You know what the great thing is? Oftentimes we do as well.
Yeah.
In fact.
How'd you know I was watching Dynamite right now?
Well, you know what? First off, let's point out this. We are doing After Hours with the Rise Guys. You're doing it from your home.
And yes, I am.
I'm doing it from your basement. No, I'm at my house.
Yeah. Do you want me to prove that I'm at home?
Yes. You going to make a dog bark?
Yeah. Is that a kitty cat? Where's the cat? Inga's a cat. Where's the cat? Never mind. She ain't barking. There you go.
There it is. I hear it.
That was Marshall. So, yeah. I got one of them to prove bark.
I'll prove that I'm at my house.
Okay.
Hey, come here.
And see, no one will come. I'm by myself.
Oh, yeah. There she goes.
Now that's the sound effect. That's the same bark exactly.
No, that's the other dog barking. That's a whole different damn dog.
You're talking about your feet now.
Yeah, well, my feet hurt too.
Oh, man.
I'm plumb wore out. I'm tired as well.
With that, that always works. And with that, I mentioned that because Nine was saying prior to us hitting the record button that I sounded a little digitized.
Yeah.
Digitized. And I want to point out that he said I sound a little bit like a robot. So I just want to let everybody know this is not AI Matthew.
No, it's real Matt, man.
That's me.
Yeah, it is. It is real you, man.
Yeah. But hopefully it's okay to, you know, listen to it. It's not too bad.
I think it's fine.
Now, you got to turn your air up some. It must be cold there. I keep seeing smoke coming out of your nostrils.
Is I don't
cold?
Know what that is. No, well, okay. It feels fine.
Okay, good.
It's too hot. It is pretty cold in here because we never turned the heat on last night and it got cold and it's still cold.
You know what? I did the same. I had air on during the day, heat on at night.
Yep. Yeah, I never hit the heat, so it got cold. I woke up shivering.
Oh, man.
Yeah, got out of the shower, and I had an innie. Not belly button. That is too.
I know. He's going. I know. I see you on video what you point at. Dang it. It ain't Paige. I got the joke. Yeah, we love her. But yeah, we have a love-hate with the relationship, but it's probably the love-hate relationship that many of you have with us, because this is our first podcast since July of 23.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of people go, oh, man, I hate wrestling. But we've said before, there wouldn't be a Rise Guys show without wrestling.
No. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and without church and wrestling, this wouldn't exist.
Yep, you're absolutely right. It's weird that Tracer, but I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So if you like us, you kind of have to give wrestling some leeway, because that's the only reason this show happened.
True. Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
It's you know, a big week for us. It's Saturday. It's 2 days now, Saturday and Sunday. I will say that I don't remember last year if I did, but I can't for certain say that I will be able to walk in the show Monday having seen all of Sunday.
I never do, man. Never. It's been years since they started doing the two-night WrestleManias.
Yeah.
I think maybe the first one I might have watched all of, but then again, that was the one. No, because it had that Edge-Randy Orton match that went for like an hour and 25 minutes, it seemed like. And yeah. I don't think anybody made it through that without taking a nap.
No, there was like 18 spears in that one.
Yeah, yeah. Everything Edge/Adam does now is just, man, it's too much. It's overdone. It's too long.
God, I know. I mean, I hate to agree. I like him so much. I feel like we kind of, you know, we know somebody that, you know, is real close to him. So the picture is painted that he, you know, I mean, it's not a picture. I mean, you can tell like the guy's a good dad. He's got two kids, got a great wife.
It used to be great. It's just, man, that's what sucks about it, because it used to be great. And now it's just not.
It's that sickness in wrestling. You know, I won't mention the name, but I was on Instagram earlier and I saw a certain legend that we have their cell phone number. We're that close to him. And I'm like, God, you're in an airport going to wrestle still.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, God, it's that sickness. I mean, you love it. It's a love. It's not, you know, it's the addiction to the endorphins and the, you know, oh, someone recognizes me or stand for me, cheer for me. And you can't let go of that.
And, well, the guy you're talking about still got people paying $60 for an action figure. So he's doing good.
I'm telling you. That was 60 person. For the two pack, though, right?
I thought it was 60 a piece, man.
Golly,
I think,
man,
it's 60 a piece.
Jeez.
About 4 inches tall, $60 a piece. It's wild.
God. How'd Galoob make them for like $4 back in the day?
I know. I have no idea, man. But now the cheapest action figure you'll find is $20 anywhere.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
If it's branded, it's $20.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? You want to look at, like, we'll bring up the card? I mean, I don't have anything. I don't have as much to say about each particular match.
Obviously. Yeah, some of them we won't have much to say about, but we can go down the card and talk about them. Just start with the top of night one there.
So here's what I'm using for my list here. I'm using Wikipedia.
Me too. I think it lays it out the best. There's not a bunch of ads that refresh and mess up the page. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Donate a dollar to Wikipedia for us. We can't afford to.
No, that's true.
Legit.
So... does this mean right here, so they're kicking it off with Rhea and Becky, or is that...
The order may change, but usually it's pretty accurate. So they might kick it off with Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch, the very first match of the night.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know. Because they're going to end with the other one. Okay. So Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. I mean, if you listen to our show on Wednesday, I believe it was, maybe it's Thursday show, we're not, and I are both big fans of Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, yeah, I like Becky Lynch too, but Rhea Ripley is taking it to another level, and yes. I don't think there are some very great women wrestling in the world right now, but I don't think anybody is on her level or even like a level below. Everybody's several steps down from Rhea Ripley.
You're absolutely right. I've said many times, to the chagrin of a lot of women, honestly. I did not care to see women wrestle, not in any sexist way. I don't like to see women get hit. You know, I know that it's wrestling, but still, I mean, they, you know, the whole thing about wrestling being fake, whatever, like there's actual contact and all this. And she made me, you know, like really get into it. And the comparisons to China, people need to quit with that shit right now. Like, she's way above and beyond what China was. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, a lot of, like most people, including a lot of people who apparently do it for a living, don't know what good wrestling is when they see it.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know how they don't, but they, and I don't know how I do, but I do and they don't. And that's my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you may think I'm being a dick and just making a joke, but no, I'm absolutely serious. I know what's good in that ring, and the majority of people who watch have no idea, and about half the ones who get in that ring and do it for a living don't even know.
We don't even agree on who the greatest of all time is. I mean, that's a, you know, it's all obviously a difference of opinion, but we don't own the companies or book the matches.
Yeah.
Sing it. Yeah. Sing it, Nelly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who is your pick for greatest of all time currently. I'm not certain who it is.
Just wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
Well, see, you and I, here's the disagreement on that. I go for the total. I'm not going to say package. You'll think I'm talking about Luger. I'm talking about everything that they brought to wrestling.
Yes.
I know how you feel about Brett. And as far as technically wrestling, yes.
Yes. Brett's the greatest wrestler of all time. But he's probably not the greatest sports entertainer of all time.
Absolutely not. And yeah. he didn't move the dial for wrestling in pop culture the way Richard Morgan Fleer did.
Was Ric Flair ever on The Simpsons? I don't think so. Really don't know. Ric Flair on The Simpsons? Because Brett made The Simpsons in the 90s when it was at its peak.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything that's ever been made about Brett's always been about tragedy. I mean... And you could say the same thing for Rick, but I mean, Ric Flair is I mean, you know, that's a North versus South thing. Other people would say Hogan or whatever. I heard somebody of great fame the other day say, oh, it was Bischoff. I mean, like a guy that I respect him way more now than I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, you got to remember, too, back in the day when you didn't respect him, he was a company man. Now he's a freewheeler. To, you know, say what he really thinks and stuff. But it's hard to argue with when you talk about the greatest impactful wrestler of all time. It's Hulk.
Because, well, yeah, he had the biggest impact by far.
For sure. But yeah, when it comes to actually wrestling, Ric Flair is way below Bret Hart.
You know who I think is probably, we'll get to Mania in a sec, I swear, or get back to Rhea and Becky in a sec. We just got side. We digress. But probably the best combination of talking and working in the ring and being believable and a dude you wouldn't want to mess with, probably Terry Funk. He had it all. He had every bit of it and just plenty to spare all around. He could talk. He could wrestle. He could do it all, man.
He had Desperado.
Yeah, he did. Had Brandon Iron.
I wasn't booked, Terry.
Yeah. you think – I don't think they'll put – they might. I don't think they'll put the belt on Becky. I think Rhea's too much right now. Unless Rhea's going to take some time off, go shoot a movie or something.
No, they do. They got the Australia pay-per-view coming up.
Oh, they did that in February.
They've already done Australia?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you watched it. Well, that was the Elimination Chamber was in Australia. That's the one, Elimination Chamber.
Okay, I did see that one. I'll be dead.
Yeah.
I guess I was down under the influence while I was watching.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, not a bit.
But, well, no. Are there? I certainly don't keep up with the way I used to. Are there rumblings about her? I mean, she's got Hollywood money written all over, but is there talk of her auditioning or?
No, it's just something. It's inevitable. It's got to be, especially now that they're under the banner with the most powerful agent in history of Hollywood.
Yeah.
So there's. I mean, it's bound to happen if she wants it to. Yeah. The only way it won't happen is if she's not interested.
Well, in that case, yeah. I mean, it's. See, when we do these things, we're looking at it from so many different points of view, like what's best for business, the win-loss record. But then, you know, Becky's got her book that she's pimping that's not selling very well. Too early. People got to quit writing books in their prime.
You got to quit writing books in your 30s, yes. Quit writing books in your 30s.
You got to – we want to read a retrospect. We don't want to read a currently going on. Matter of fact, when it comes out, it's old news.
We say that now, but before he ever won the WWF title, Mick Foley put Foley's a book out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he put a book out before he hit his prime. So, I don't know.
But Mick Foley, look at the career path. And I understand – I haven't read it. I understand with the Becky Lynch thing, there's – childhood trauma and all this stuff. I mean, that's fine if it heals you and all this stuff. Nothing against that. But if this is a biography, I mean, you know, there's a certain guy in the world of radio that put out 4 biographies, I think, and each one made him worth less in my eyes. So,
how many has Chris Jericho put out?
Oh, God.
he's got to be at like 10 by now, maybe 12.
Yeah.
He's working on a baker's dozen biographies.
Yeah, that's another conversation for another day. Just that, him.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there.
But yeah, so if I'm looking at it from, how you know what's going to lead to this, that, or the other,
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they keep it on Rhea. I mean, it's just too much. It's too much of a good thing to let it go.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she's the heel, and Becky, you know, unless Jade Cargill somehow gets involved and calls it. I don't even know if she's on the card. I think she is in that
she's
Bianca Belair
match. Tag
match.
Yeah, Bianca, okay. Naomi, and Jade. Yeah.
So, yeah, I see him putting over Rhea.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. They've painted themselves in a corner with Rhea, and they've also done it with this next match for the Intercontinental Championship between Gunther and Sami Zayn. Like, Gunther's so good that who can take it from him? And who's Sami Zayn is not over now like he was last year either.
Oh God, I was about to say Sami Zayn. I feel bad for, and the one nice thing about it is, and I think I'm pretty sure you know this, Nine, is that like Sami Zayn took a lot of time away from rest. I mean, he might have been there all the time, but he was really a big activist for Palestine and doing all this stuff. That I think probably took his mind out of the game for a little while, that and the lack of the bloodline stuff. But
yeah,
I thought the stuff with Gargano that he was backstage with giving him the pep talk or
Chad Gable.
Yeah. I thought that was some of the lamest crap I've ever seen.
Yeah. It doesn't like it. I mean, again, like maybe they have to take the belt off Rhea because I don't see how they can take this off Gunther unless he's going to go like beat up Cody if Cody wins on night. I don't know. Unless, I mean, this, it don't make good sense because you don't have anybody on his level.
Yeah, if they take it off
the main guys.
If they take it off Gunther, it's going to be either somebody in his own camp screws him over, maybe accidentally, or Gargano, you know, comes out.
Gable,
God bless. They look that alike. I mean, they,
no, they don't.
Oh, I was but, you know, there's something to that. You know, you can. He's not just building him up. Maybe he goes in there, wins it, and then Chad Gable comes in and then starts beating up Sammy and they start a new program. And then I don't know.
He's got to go play with like your Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
He does. Yeah.
He's got to get up to that level. Cause that's where he is.
Bigger than the belt.
Yeah. He's big. Exactly. Bigger than the spot he is in. So you got to take it off him, but how do you do it without hurting him? They'll figure it out. They're good at this. What they do.
Yeah. I know this
the other company should watch and take lessons.
This next match, to me, is just this is the time when you go to the bathroom. You know, if you watch it on delay, fast forward. Although that's the thing that sucks. If you watch it on Peacock, well, you have to. But if you watch it on delay and you're near the end and the broadcast is getting ready to start back over, you're screwed.
Yeah, and you got to wait usually a couple hours for it to be up available.
Yeah.
I've been there before. So, you're talking about the six-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship.
Oh, God. I don't even want to read all the people in the match. I've talked enough today.
I'll go through them. I don't mind.
I'm kidding.
The Judgment Day, that's Finn Balor, Damian Priest against DIY, that's Gargano and Ciampa. Awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth. The New Day, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. And then the New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. So that's your six teams. And did you see the stipulation in the match?
No.
The match isn't over until both titles have been taken down from above the ladder. So they're gonna wind up doing some screwy business, and you're gonna have like rivals as champions kind of thing. That's the only way it's gonna end, right?
God.
Because you gotta get both belts to win. So I don't know. Somebody's gonna get one, somebody from the other team's gonna get the other.
And you know what?
And then we're gonna unify them next month at WrestleMania Backlash.
Jesus. You know, I thought AEW had too many belts. I mean, they do, but
they do.
And you know what? I don't have to admit this right now, but as I get older, I am more transparent than ever, and I don't give a damn. I've known that Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate were New Catch Republic, but only until I see it in print do I get it now.
Yeah. Pete Dunne's really good. Tyler Bate's really good too, but Pete Dunne he's good. He's real good.
No, but I mean the name. Like, it's a play on New Czech Republic, yes?
I don't know, man.
What else would New Catch? I know Catch Wrestling, but
they're both English, so that wouldn't make no sense.
Well, I know that. Okay, I don't know. So maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there was an old Catch Republic and we didn't know about it because it was an English tag team. I don't know.
I despise when you have a short term tag team and they come up with a new name, or you know how when on AEW when you have Malachi Black and Buddy Murphy together and they're the Knights of the Black Table or whatever.
Black Fro.
Quit hitting that sound effect. And it's like, okay, just say representing the house. Like, it wasn't Tully and Arn, the brainbusters of the Four Horsemen. Like,
no, it wasn't convoluted.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm referring to the Awesome Truth with that.
Yes. Although
they were a tag team in the past.
Yeah. So that works. But yeah, WWE used to do that with like Jericho and all that.
Yeah, God.
Jericho's the one responsible for all this.
Dude, I was thinking that. He does it with now. He did it with whatever the latest thing he did.
It's always those gimmicky tag team names like of that format that he uses. He's the one who started that.
The Sex Gods, him and Guevara.
Yeah. One day people are going to look back and realize a lot of things about that man's career.
That's what I was. Dude, that's
a lot of people down on him for like personal choice, political donations. I don't give a damn about that, but we're gonna look back on him at the end and be like, man, he was never as good as we thought he was.
Well, you remember, and most like hardcore wrestling fans will know this too. He's like one of the only guys in the history of WWFE and Vince McMahon where he could go work for another company and remain friends with Vince McMahon and chat with him.
Yeah, so what the hell's he been up to in his private time?
I don't know. I don't know. But yeah,
We've heard things.
I don't know who's going to win that. And, you know, I don't know. I honestly don't care. I mean,
yeah,
it's the WWE Tag Team Championship, and you're making it one of these gimmick dumb matches.
Well, that'll be, you know, your spot fest.
Oh, yeah.
Ladders and tables, oh my.
A way to get a crap ton of people in one match and get them. Oh, yeah. I was on WrestleMania. I was in that match with 48 other people.
Yep. Now, the next match on the card is going to play into the main event, I do believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It has to, because somebody's going to lose and somebody's going to, and the winner's going to be involved in the main event.
A team that you were lucky enough to meet when they came in the studio that day.
That's right. We did have both the Jimmy and Jey Uso come in that one day. They were nice guys.
Yeet.
Yeah. Yeet. And then whatever Jimmy does.
No yeet.
That'll be a good match. I mean, it is what it is. Somebody will win, somebody will lose. It'll be good. I don't have much else to say about it. That'll be good.
I have a feeling, and if it's been talked about, honestly, I didn't know it, but I have a feeling a certain former Sultan might somehow play a role in this match, referring to the great Rikishi Fatu, their father.
Maybe so. He's going to give one of his boys a stink face.
I mean, I think something will play up to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it could.
I feel that way.
There's definitely going to be more Samoans involved in this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
I think it'll be a great match because you got to think two brothers. I mean,
it should be real good.
Never have squared off in this way on such a large stage. I mean, the matches they've had in their, you know, private gyms or whatever, like, we're going to get to see that now. It's going to be great.
That'll probably be the best match of night one WrestleMania, honestly.
Agreed.
Like the best wrestling match. I just don't have much to say about it besides it'll be good.
It'll be good, yeah. It'll be really good.
Yeah, it will.
And then you got the six-woman tag team match, correct? Is that what we're on next?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one.
Now, you're
talking about Bianca Belair, Jade, and Naomi against Damage Control.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We haven't seen her wrestle in a long, long time because, you know, once she signed with WWE, they showed her on the one pay-per-view and then kind of took her away, trained her up a little bit more. Yeah. But she wasn't – she's got the body, she got the look, the physique, the everything. But I don't remember a whole – she wrestled the way China used to wrestle. And that's, you know – she also wrestled a lot of very tiny women when in AEW.
And she was in the hands of people who didn't know what to do with her, too.
Absolutely.
That's why she won like 50 matches and had a streak or whatever. And they never, I just didn't know what to do with, didn't know what to do with the woman. But
no,
she's a star. And
absolutely.
She's going to come in here and be a lot better than the last time we saw her. But it is a six woman tag match. And that's a great way to debut somebody and get them up to snuff.
Right.
You know, that's what they used to do whenever somebody come back from an injury. They'd always be six man matches.
Yeah. But so, what do I think is going to happen in it? I think it'll ultimately lead, Damage Control will lose.
This is to put Jade on the map.
This will put Jade on the map, but it also, I think, could start a feud with her and Bianca. You saw a little bit of that the other night, a little bit of eye cutting, like, oh, you got to come save the day for us, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Bianca's going to turn heel.
Okay.
Like, they've painted the picture that Bayley's definitely going to go over on night two and Bianca's going to turn heel on that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you see her whipping someone with her hair?
She's like done that, it before.
Oh, no crap.
Yeah, she put, like, I might have been Becky or somebody, just put a big welt across the midsection with that braid.
God bless.
It was brutal looking, man. That hurts.
For those who don't know, her and her husband, Montez Ford, they were on the show recently, but her hair, how you know, whether it's real or not, how long is that ponytail?
It's got to be about, I mean, close to 5 feet long.
Yeah. So if she's whipped somebody, maybe she could get under someone's legs with it and then pull it up from the other side and give them like a wedgie with her ponytail. I don't know.
I don't know if anybody's done a jump rope spot with it yet, but it's on the way.
Oh, or even wrap it around her. Yeah. There's all kind of things you could do with that.
I think it's been used to beat her in a match a couple times.
Has anybody ever like tried to choke her out with their own hair?
I don't know if that's happened. They don't like to do stuff.
Mandible claw with her own hair.
They don't like to do stuff like that because that looks too much like strangulation as opposed to a wrestling hold.
Well, sure.
Yeah, they got that's why they fired Daniel Bryan for doing that to Justin Roberts when they did the NXT thing way back when.
Really?
Yeah, because he choked him with his own tie, and then they fired Daniel Bryan. He went back on the indies for like 6 months, and then they brought him back.
Oh.
Yeah, that was before he ever was anything in WWE. He was.
That's what I was saying on the show this morning. You have such a deeper mind for this. I mean, I think you have all along, but like now, I've known some of this stuff, you know, like any wrestler, like prior to maybe even me becoming a father, I could like tell you their real names. I could tell you maybe what college they went to, if they played a sport, something like that. I can't remember crap anymore like that.
It just gets to be too much, man.
I don't know Gargano from the other one.
Gable.
Gable, that's him.
Gable, yeah. Yeah. So I'm distracted. I'm watching Bryan Danielson, who now has long braids for some reason, and he's beating up a much larger, scarier man than himself.
He is having like his hair right now looks like Willie Nelson went on a Caribbean cruise.
It does, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. But yeah, they love to beat up the big men on AEW, don't they? If you are a big dude who looks like you'd legit whoop somebody's ass, you ain't pinning nobody. You're on your back every night.
Talking to you, Big Bill.
Yeah, talking to every dude. If you work there and you're over 6 foot tall, I'm sorry they treat you like that.
God. Yeah. Wardlow, again, sorry. They built you up. I know, man.
Yeah.
And then, anyway.
They built up Will Hobbs, and he came out and lost in the first match. They said, we need a jobber to put over the new guy.
Well, you ain't kidding. Yeah. But Ospreay, though, God bless America. Hit me, that son of a gun's awesome.
He can do all the stuff.
It's just sadly where he ended up, you know?
Yeah, because he can do all the stuff, but a lot of times, like, I don't see the why is he doing it. Like, he knows how to do the stuff, but not like there's no motivation for why he's doing it. He's just doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's just doing moves.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking now we should just, like, go over night one on one podcast and then tape another one and talk about night two.
Well, I mean, I can do that.
I mean, I don't care. We'll see as it goes. Because obviously there's going to be a lot more to talk about as we go.
Well, the next match we might have too much to say about.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I do want to go back, though, on the one thing with damage control. I don't know what it is. And, you know, in life you have preferences. You know, I knew a guy one time that would never date a blonde girl, which, you know, back in the day, like, oh, blonde. Yeah, would not date a blonde. Something about Carrie Sane is so attractive to me. I can't.
Oh yeah, she's gorgeous.
I can't place it, but God, man, yeah, she's great.
Yeah,
now,
yeah, she's really good.
She
got the best elbow drop you ever seen, too.
Oh yeah. Now the battle over who is the greatest. What is the fight here about? Who is the best Latino wrestler?
Well. You know how they did the thing with Ray and Dominic where Dominic turned on him? Then they did the exact same thing again, but instead of Dominic, it was Santos Escobar?
Oh, yeah. So but now they've combined that into one match. So really, they just put together in the last 10 days?
And it isn't about any of them. This match is entirely about putting Dragon Lee over.
Well, funny part of that is, and again, don't watch it as much as I used to, or certainly not into completion, but, and I'm not talking about masturbating, but with Dragon Lee, I didn't know he was in the LWO now.
Yeah, he is now.
Okay, cool. Welcome.
I'll say this about Dragon Lee. It weirds me the hell out when a guy wears a mask and wrestles in tights or trunks. Like if you wrestle in underwears and wear a mask, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
It's unsettling. It don't look right. It don't feel right. It's like something. Crumb's creepy about wearing a mask and little underwears to wrestle in. If you don't wear a mask, you got to wear the long tights.
Y'all don't realize this. That's how I always do it. So he's taking a shot at me right now.
I am.
I feel comfortable that way. I do. Are you going to talk about my Goldberg gloves too, dickhead?
Yes, I am.
Well, whatever. It's the last time
I fight. You should have had mechanics like Sting.
So Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Santo versus Santos Escobar, and Dirty Dom, who, man, I got to say, I am, if there's an award for person you thought was going to end up being the drizzling shit that was going to end up being one of my favorites to watch is Dominic, dude.
Same here, man. Like, I mean, he figured it out and turned it on, and he's great now. He's really fun to watch.
To the point, and this is what's great about wrestling, you know, is that we know, we suspend disbelief, we know blah, 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 but I was thinking for the longest time that when he'd get on the mic and the crowd would start booing, deafening, that it was crowd noise they'd put over the arenas. And we see webcam or fan cams where, no, it's like it becomes the thing to do to scream at the top of your lungs when the kid tries to talk. And it's awesome.
It's great. Like, nobody will let him talk. He's just got to be loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I see Ray and Dragon Lee going over, and Dragon Lee, like, just like you said. I mean, yeah, Ray's body is, who knows how much longer he's going to go. He's already in the Hall of Fame. So,
yeah, he's just having fun now, making a little extra money. But yeah, this is all about putting Dragon Lee on the map.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
And then you have the night one main events, the next segment, man.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into that. This was something I was going to definitely mention because I wrote some notes down. Do you think that it's the whole thing about the way the pay-per-view thing is now? It's PLE. You got to have Peacock to get it. So if there's no, well, I've got to watch both nights. If I watch one night, I can watch the other. You have this grand stage to show all this amazing talent that you have, but yet two of the guys at least are going to be wrestling two different matches over the course of 2 days. Do you think it's all needed?
I think with those two guys, it is, because, I mean, if you put somebody else on the show instead of them, you're taking away from the show. And I think anybody else who'd be in that spot has to kind of understand that, too. That, yeah, I mean, am I going to be mad that I don't get a spot because they're putting Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns on two nights in a row? I'm in no position to be mad about that. That's Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
I think, though, if this car, you know, this order or whatever that we have here, and you've got Usos, you know, halfway through, I could see you putting that as the main and then having the Bloodline on one side and Cody and Seth on the other. Of course, it ends in a melee and then it leads to the next night. You're actually doing a crest or not a crest, but a what is it? A continuation, literally night to night. But, you know, they know more than I do, certainly. And I tell you, I predicted a while ago when this first started happening that The Rock is going to turn on Roman Reigns. I don't know that that's out now, at least from the point of view as, oh, Cody, I did this to help you. I mean, he beat the crap out of him.
He'd have to do it because he's like, oh, I can beat Cody. I don't want to mess with Roman. It'd have to be like that kind of angle, the only thing I can think of. But clearly the Bloodline is going to win night one, because if the Bloodline loses night one, they're all banned from ringside. And if they win, well, night two, championship match under Bloodline rules. This is one of those where the heels have to go over, kind of like the heels always have to have the advantage in War Games or else it sucks.
God. Wow. You know, I've never thought about that. I've never heard anybody else say it, but damn it.
It's true, man. If the thing about it, you can't have two babyface in there just beating the piss out of the heel for five minutes before another guy comes in to even it up.
But
the
heels don't have the advantage. You know, that's a thing, a love-hate thing about wrestling, is when you got the announcers, you know, used to you'd have just two babyface announcers. Then they smartened up, said, all right, we get, you know, Contrarian on there to be a dickhead. But, you know, the thing that is that, and it's more AEW, I believe, where you've got, you know, like you said, two babyfaces beating the hell out of a heel, and you've got Shivani and whoever saying, yeah, let him get his. But then when it's the opposite, they don't. And I'm like, that's stupid. Like,
they do a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, they do. God almighty. I got to quit watching it, man. I
know, you know, it's terrible.
It's like, horrible, whatever it was, Dynamite. I'm like, oh, it's Dynamite night. And then right as it gets close to 8 o'clock, I'm like, well, there's no excitement to watch this. And like I said prior, or at least told you off earlier, I saw the beginning promo with Edge, and then that's all. I remember a little bit of time with Tony Storm, but yeah, it's just, and I hate it for a couple friends of ours. They may be cool with it. I hate it for them.
On Twitter, it seems like they're cool with it, or they're at least towing a company line for the paycheck one.
Well, what a main on social media anymore.
Well, that's true. But his partner.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I also, I don't know. I what you said absolutely is what's got to happen. But there's got to be some surprise element in some way, whether it involve a, you know, who's the other cousin or brother that's in NXT that they were talking about maybe bringing up?
It's the one who was just in Major League Wrestling, Jacob Fatu. Okay. He's been a free agent. I don't know if he signed there or not.
Okay. Well,
I know he's a free agent, and they were thinking that he might show up at some, but nobody knows who he is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be the way to debut. But yeah, I mean, Rikishi's somebody in some way is going to be involved. Also, while you're looking that up, what the hell happened to The Rock's daughter being commissioner or whatever?
She still is.
God, I haven't seen her in like a month on there.
Well, yeah, she's on NXT every week doing commissioner stuff.
Okay. So I don't watch NXT. And I know
that's good.
Yeah. It's too much stuff.
It is, but like maybe quit watching Dynamite and check out NXT instead.
I know.
It's a better show right now by far.
Yeah.
Somebody else had a book on that one.
What's up, Heartbreak?
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Like, if you wrestle in underwears and wear a mask, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
It's unsettling. It don't look right. It don't feel right. It's like something creepy about wearing a mask and little underwears to wrestle in. If you don't wear a mask, you got to wear the long tights.
Y'all don't realize this. That's how I always do it. So he's taking a shot at me right now.
I am.
I feel comfortable that way. I do. Are you going to talk about my Goldberg gloves too, dickhead?
Yes, I am.
Well, whatever. It's the last time
I fight. You should have had mechanics like Sting.
So Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, Santo versus Santos Escobar, and Dirty Dom. Who, man, I got to say, I am. If there is an award for person you thought was going to end up being the drizzling shits that was going to end up being one of my favorites to watch is Dominic, dude.
Same here, man. Like, I mean, he figured it out and turned it on, and he's great now. He's really fun to watch.
To the point, and this is what's great about wrestling, you know, is that we know we suspend disbelief. We know blah, blah, blah. But I was thinking for the longest time that when he'd get on the mic and the crowd would start booing, deafening, that it was crowd noise they'd put over the arenas. And we see webcam or fan cams where, no, it's like it becomes the thing to do to scream at the top of your lungs when the kid tries to talk. And it's awesome.
It's great. Like, nobody will let him talk. He's just got to be loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I see Ray and Dragon Lee going over, and Dragon Lee, like, just like you said. I mean, Ray's body is, who knows how much longer he's going to go. He's already in the Hall of Fame, so.
Yeah, he's just having fun now, making a little extra money. But, yeah, this is all about putting Dragon Lee on the map.
Yep. Yeah, agreed.
And then you have the night one main events, the next segment, man.
Well, let me ask you this before we get into that. This was something I was going to definitely mention because I wrote some notes down. Do you think that it's the whole thing about the way the pay-per-view thing is now? It's PLE. You got to have Peacock to get it. So if there's no, well, I've got to watch both nights. If I watch one night, I can watch the other. You have this grand stage to show all this amazing talent that you have, but yet two of the guys at least are going to be wrestling two different matches over the course of 2 days. Do you think it's all needed?
I think with those two guys it is, because, I mean, if you put somebody else on the show instead of them, you're taking away from the show. And I think anybody else who'd be in that spot has to kind of understand that too. That, yeah, I mean – am I going to be mad that I don't get a spot because they're putting Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns on two nights in a row? I'm in no position to be mad about that. That's Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns.
I think, though, if this car, you know, this order or whatever that we have here, and you've got Usos, you know, halfway through, I could see you putting that as the main and then having the Bloodline on one side and Cody and Seth on the other. Of course, it ends in a melee and then it leads to the next night. You're actually doing a crest, or not a crest, but a, what is it? A continuation, literally night to night. But, you know, they know more than I do, certainly. And I tell you, I predicted a while ago when this first started happening that The Rock is going to turn on Roman Reigns. I don't know that that's out now, at least from the point of view as, oh, Cody, I did this to help you. I mean, he beat the crap out of him.
He'd have to do it because he's like, oh, I can beat Cody. I don't want to mess with Roman. It'd have to be like that kind of angle, the only thing I can think of.
But
clearly the Bloodline is going to win night one, because if the Bloodline loses night one, they're all banned from ringside. And if they win, well, night two, championship match under Bloodline rules. This is one of those where the heels have to go over, kind of like the heels always have to have the advantage in War Games or else it sucks.
God. Wow. You know, I've never thought about that. I've never heard anybody else say it, but damn it.
It's true, man. If the thing about it, you can't have two babyface in there just beating the piss out of the heel for five minutes before another guy comes in to even it up.
But
the
heels have the advantage. You know, that's a love-hate thing about wrestling is when you got the announcers, you know, used to you'd have just two babyface announcers. Then they smartened up, said, all right, we get, you know, Contrarian on there to be a dickhead. But you know, the thing that is that, and it's more AEW, I believe, where you've got, you know, like you said, two baby faces beating the hell out of a heel, and you've got Shivani and whoever saying, yeah, let him get his. But then when it's the opposite, they don't. And I'm like, that's stupid. Like,
they do a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, they do. God almighty. I gotta quit watching it, man.
I know it's terrible.
It's like, horrible, oh, it's yesterday, you know, whatever it was, Dynamite. I'm like, oh, it's Dynamite night, and then right as it gets close to 8 o'clock, I'm like, well, there's no excitement to watch this. And like I said prior, or at least told you off earlier, I saw the beginning promo with Edge, and then that's all I remember. A little bit of time with Tony Storm, but yeah, it's just, and I hate it for couple friends of ours. They may be cool with it. I hate it for them.
On Twitter, it seems like they're cool with it. They're at least towing a company line for the paycheck one.
Well, what a main on social media anymore.
Well, that's true. But his partner.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I also don't know. I what you said absolutely is what's got to happen. But there's got to be some surprise element in some way, whether it involve a, you know, who's the other cousin or brother that's in NXT that they were talking about maybe bringing up?
It's the one who was just in Major League Wrestling, Jacob Fatu. Okay. He's been a free agent. I don't know if he signed there or not.
Well,
but I know he's a free agent, and they were thinking that he might show up at some, but nobody knows who he is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be the way to debut. But yeah, I mean, Rikishi's somebody in some way is going to be involved. Also, while you're looking that up, what the hell happened to The Rock's daughter being commissioner or whatever?
She still is.
God, I haven't seen her in like a month on there.
Well, yeah, she's on NXT every week doing commissioner stuff.
Okay. So I don't watch NXT. And I
that's
know.
That's good.
Yeah. It's too much stuff.
It is, but like maybe quit watching Dynamite and check out NXT instead.
I know.
It's a better show right now by far.
Yeah.
Somebody just had a book on that one.
What's up, Heartbreak?
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.